Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. Durgan Park, the Faneuil Hall restaurant that dates back to the early 19th century, is closing its doors tomorrow. It is known for its traditional New England fare and, at times, surly waitstaff, and patrons have been coming out in droves to show support, share memories, and enjoy a final meal at the Boston Institution. WBUR's Shannon Dooling paid a visit to Durgan Park at lunchtime when two sisters reminisced about their time waiting tables.
Is this Ellie?
Ellie!
Hi, darling. Blast from the past.
Joyce Monack and her sister Ellen Ellie Cosgrove worked at Durgan Park in the 70s, waiting tables to earn some cash for college. The two saw the news about the restaurant's closing and decided they had to meet for one final meal. Cosgrove and Monack haven't been back to Durgan Park in years, even though they both still live in the area. But as soon as they walk in take a look around the dining room and kitchen, they notice not much has changed. They both remember some colorful characters and a lot of hard work.
Here we had plate. We can carry up to four plates on your arm. There was no tray.
No tray.
And with roast beef on them, a big slab of roast beef. So it was pretty heavy.
And greasy gravy. I remember I burned my hand once from the grease on the gravy. Yeah. I did.
Strangers share a meal sitting elbow to elbow at long dining tables covered with red checkered tablecloths. They're digging into specialty dishes like pot roast, clam chowder, and baked beans. Waitstaff rush back and forth, dropping off cornbread and taking orders. A woman dressed in all black comes to the table, pen and notepad in hand. The sisters explain they used to work here.
Did you win? Who'd you work for?
1972. James Hallett.
Mr. and Mrs. Hallett,
yes. He stood right over there on a stool. How many roast beef today? How many roast beef? And he always wore a tan jacket, right?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Gina. I'm the head waitress. I've been here 43 years, going on 44 in February.
Gina Schertzer, the head waitress, says she's seen a few changes in ownership and management over the years, but she wasn't ready for the news of the closing. To her and so many others, this place is more than a restaurant. In 2007, Durgan Park was purchased by New York-based Ark Restaurants. The company has reportedly been experiencing financial strain related to declining customers at Durgan Park and Massachusetts' increase in minimum wage. Schertzer, for her part, is hoping there may be a mystery buyer lurking in the wings who can look beyond the dollars and cents. And she's not alone.
When you have an institution that's around this long, I know the business cycles come and go, but you should think twice.
Mark White, son of the late Boston Mayor Kevin White, is sitting down for a cup of coffee. He says there aren't many dining establishments like Durgan Park left in Boston, places that tie us to the city's history. In 1827, John Durgan, Eldridge Park, and John Chandler bought what was then a rough-and-tumble dining hall. Chandler named the place Durgan Park in 1877, after both his partners passed away. And for the last 192 years, locals and visitors to Boston have dined here.
It should be a conversation more than the last dime when you have something like this that's so unique to the city. There are 1,000 restaurants, right? They're all new and they're great. But there aren't too many restaurants like this.
There's an intangible quality to a place like Durgan Park. Maybe it's the old newspaper articles hanging on the walls, or the pictures of waitstaff who have come and gone over the restaurant's long history. It feels authentic. And for Joyce Monack, the place feels like family. She remembers an old sign that used to read, "Your grandfather ate here."
Your grandfather did eat here, literally. And your grandparents would talk about it, and your parents would take you here. And we didn't have any other restaurant we felt that way about.
Monack and her sister step away from the table and poke around the dining room one more time, on the hunt for more memories. And Schertzer, the head waitress, continues her rounds, still taking orders and delivering warm meals. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.